The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Shawn Morella.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best New Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
Well, I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
toilet?
These
are
do float.
Oh, look at that! I told you they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to The Rock Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we are back. Total Divas, Season 4, Episode 9. And we are going to have a crap load of fun, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to have a crap load of fun, and then we can repurpose that crap to it at some point.
We can recycle it, we can compost it.
We're going to compost our crap load of fun over and over again.
And we'll tell you all about it after the break. You're listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. Hot. How does he do this without burning himself?
I don't know, but there's way too much smoke.
Yeah, there is.
Just do the line.
Oh, right. Right. We're here.
Every Thursday night, be a part of the experience known as The Rack. From all the latest wrestling news, discussions, recaps of NXT and SmackDown, interviews with all of our favorite superstars, and more. Follow the Buzzards to The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said,
Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch. Put that man down. Your actions have consequences. And you know what? You're out of here. You're suspended. You know what? You're suspended indefinitely. Get out of my building now. Now get out.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not gonna sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles! Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axelmania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer.
Business is about to pick up here.
And you're tuned in to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's going to be a slobber knocker.
Welcome back to the Rack Extra Total Divas. We are seeing somebody's ass.
Brie Bella's ass. Apparently that's a tattoo on her ass. And there's Nikki's ass. Brie apparently had a fairy on her ass.
Oh, we're getting laser tattoo removal.
Uh-huh. John likes Nikki's tattoo. She's never getting rid of her tattoo.
Because it hurts like a bitch.
So we're seeing Brie get her tattoo removed, and it feels like Nita slapping her ass. And it sounds like it. They're like in a booty clap competition. Apparently when Nikki's ass gets slapped, the tattoo raises.
And yeah, because the skin reacts.
Right, and then Brie wonders, why do you get your ass slapped? And then she's like, never mind, I don't want to know.
Okay, do you want to be dangerous or do you want to wrestle, Paige? Oh dear.
So apparently in the Nikki John sex life, a lot of slapping of the ass goes on.
They're into the spankings.
Spankings. Hashtag spankings. Hey, it's Brie and Daniel Bryan. Apparently Brie's wearing very few clothes, according to Daniel Bryan.
She's covered. What's wrong with it?
He's mesmerized at the moment. He's like, his button's messed up. Am I showing too much skin? Bryan's not happy with the amount of skin she's showing. Daniel Bryan does not like her.
Bryan is very conservative. Nikki is not as conservative.
Or Brie.
Neither one of them are conservative.
That's a true statement.
Brie's a little bit more than Nikki. Dude, if I had Brie Bella's stomach, I would walk around like that all... If I had Brie Bella's body, I would walk around naked. Because I'd be like, look at it!
Look at it!
Look how good it looks! Check out the fairy on my ass!
Daniel Bryan's now talking about what if he walked around with a testicle exposed?
I'm pretty sure you have, Bryan. I'm pretty sure you have. Oh god, we're going to a motorcycle dealership with Paige... and Alicia. She's dressed up for the occasion.
Yeah. She's 22 and wants to have fun.
She's wandering around in chaps and a helmet. That's a big bike for her. That's like a 9 or 1200 cc bike.
She doesn't have a motorcycle license, but she's going to get it. She's holding two bags of it. These look like Rosa's boobs.
She bought helmets.
Yeah.
And she's holding them up like, oh, hey, look, it's Rosa's boobs. And now we're at a wholesale store looking at furniture. With Natty.
Now TJ's like, they're buying a thing, something for the edge of the bed, Poor, the cat's being lazier. They don't have to do half the jumping.
They're buying a settee for the end of the bed. Basically, they're buying furniture for the house.
And Natty's sister finds something. Now we're looking at a chandelier. Oh, Jesus.
Did you say up in his grill?
Yeah, she did.
A month turns into she's living with you permanently. Oh, God, those couches are fussy as all hell.
So if... Apparently, the sister doesn't like the furniture choices. I'm going to stay at your house. I'm not going to sit on that.
Well, there's a floor.
There's a floor, and TJ's like, I'll buy it. Hey, random Emma.
And Paige just grabbed her boob.
That's what she does. Cameron wants a bigger role on TV.
Oh, Paige is getting asked to help train Cameron.
Apparently, she has a good character, but she doesn't know how to can't go in the ring. And, now she's getting private one-on-one training, and Paige is so excited.
Paige just does not even want to right now. She's kind of pissed.
Wow, way to put over her resume. Paige bring up she's very tough. That's because that's how she was brought into the business. She's very strict.
Oh, God. This has disaster written all over it.
Yeah, it does.
This is going to be so just... Oh, God.
Hey, it's Paige, and she's coming to the ring versus Tamina.
Oh, I remember this match. This is when Nikki had her hair down to her butt.
It was.
And she walked out with, the bell bottoms on, and it's like, okay.
Is she wearing anything? Was the basic general thought process. Paige doesn't think Ariane knows how tough she's going to be on her. This is disaster written all over it.
Yeah, it does. Because part of me wonders, do you really have to be that tough on her? Or are you doing it because you can?
A little bit from column A and column B.
And now we're with the Bella Twins.
Red Velvet Cherries. Now, Bree's bringing up the outfit that she wore the other day. But now talk about how Brian freaked over the outfit. Nikki's like, be confident in what you like.
Did Nikki's boobs get smaller?
No.
Basically, Nikki's saying, you know, wear what you want. If you feel confident, if you feel comfortable, wear it.
Right.
And that's an accurate statement. You know, it's like, wear what you like. Don't worry about what anybody else thinks or says. Wear what you like.
By the way, what you're realizing is Nikki's boobs were actually covered for once. That's what happened.
Ah!
Natty, this is a great look for you, by the way.
She's getting her roots done. Oh my god, Natty is trying to set her sister up with Mark Carano, and Carano is like, so no. Just no.
Alright, so we have Mama Bella dating John Laurinaitis. Now Natty wants to set up her sister with the head of talent, the VP of talent. Her sister's like Kate Middleton, she's royalty. Natty just
my sister's awesome, but I don't want her living in my house. Yeah. Oh god, now she's trying to set her up with Dolph.
Oh good lord, Natty.
She's trying to, like, pawn her sister off on any guy she can find.
And we know where this is going.
Oh, we know where this is so... This whole episode is disaster.
Uh-huh. So we have Big E and Kofi against Cesaro and Kid. Now Natty's listing off a bunch of qualities. Someone who can, you know, who make laughs, smart, intelligent, can, you know, thinks outside the box, but... And very curvaceous. There's only one type of person she's thinking of.
She wants some Big E.
This is going to be bad. Alicia Fox is like, catch me! And everyone's like, nah.
No. Hey, it's a Sheamus and a Dolph.
So Natty now goes up to Big E.
Isn't her sister married?
No, apparently not.
Okay, wait. Did she just say Big E is everything she looks for in a man?
Yeah.
And yet she married none of that.
Yeah, she married...
I'm just pointing that out.
The exact opposite of it.
The exact 180 of that.
And she smacks him in the boob.
Apparently everybody likes to tap Big E's boobs.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. So now we're back in Tampa with Paige and Alicia. Oh, God.
Oh, Rose is with them, too.
Oh, my God. This is... These poor people. These poor, poor people.
Paige already feels cool on the bike. So they're riding around on the motorcycles. Paige, like, speed.
And she crashed her car. So Paige wants to go faster and faster.
Oh, no. And... Kaboom. Paige goes down.
Oh, okay. All right. So as we go to break... Oh, God.
Yeah, as we go to break.
Where do we want to start with that?
We'll save the Bella stuff for later.
Yeah, the Bella stuff has not kicked up yet. The Bella stuff is going to kick up, though. Paige on a motorcycle. Why do I have just the notion that this is going to be disastrous? Like, Paige... Don't do it. Just don't let her do the thing.
Well, since she's already crashed, you know.
Yeah, she's already crashed. Basically, she goes and she does it right. She goes to a motorcycle learning class, which is a great thing to do. You know, they put her on a small bike, help her get used to it, help her learn how to balance, how to ride, how to get, you know, do all the stuff that you need to do. And well, Paige being Paige, she likes to push the envelope. And she likes to go farther, and well, she went farther, and she went crash, boom.
Luckily, she just skidded out, not actually crashed into anything.
Yeah, luckily she just skidded out. Looks like she was able to get her leg up from under the bike before it went down. And it doesn't seem like she was seriously injured, but she could have been.
Yeah.
And that's not what you want when you're... starting to, you know, really kind of starting your career on the main roster and coming into your own on the main roster. You don't want to get hurt.
Very true.
And you especially don't want to get hurt in the ring, but outside the ring, because WWE frowns upon you doing really stupid stuff outside the ring.
Yeah.
Case in point, Evan Bourne.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a big case in point.
Oh, God. But, so Paige kind of pulls an Evan Bourne. Why do I feel like Paige is like this constant headache for Mark Carano?
Because you have good instincts.
Like, most of the divas, I just picture Mark Carano going to work on Mondays and like, oh, God, it's Monday. Oh, God, they're all here. Save me.
Save me now.
Why did I sign up for this job? Who put me in this? Oh, wait, that's right. The other chick left.
Brain.
That's how I got this job. But yeah, so we'll see where that goes after the break. But Natty and TJ are done with Natty's sister living in the house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, well, as for furniture shopping, we're for some, not furniture to my taste, but interesting furniture nonetheless. Basically, Natty comes up with this harebrained scheme to set her sister up.
Pretty much, yeah, that's the kind of the deal that's going on. And she went to Ziggler, to Mark Carano, and then, you know, everything she looks for in a man, Big E Langston.
And none of it she married.
No, nothing. The curve, no personality, no...
I swear to God, Tyson Kidd has a personality. We just can't find it. I'm convinced of this. He has one. He has to. We just can't find it.
He's Canadian, so it's subtle.
All right.
He's a Hart family member. Anyway, continue.
But no, I mean, Biggie is a great guy. He is a wonderful guy. He's a great sense of humor. He seems like he's awesome to hang around. I'm looking forward to see how the date goes. But yeah, I more like how Natty tries to pawn her sister off on her boss.
Well, it worked for the Bellas.
It worked for the Bellas.
If you don't know what we're talking about, go listen to the actual show, The Rack, at RackRadioShow.com.
Yes, where we talk about a myriad of things, including the Bella twins, mommy getting engaged. So, yeah, I just like how Natty's going about it, where it's like, oh yeah, I have my sister. I totally want her out of my house. Please date her. Please take her. I will sell her to you. How much do you want to pay for her?
Because after one date, yeah, she's going to move in with you. That's...
You know, honestly, if you want your sister out that bad, just tell her.
Right?
It's just like, hey, this isn't working out. Why don't you, it's like, take another week and maybe find a place. Or take another couple weeks and find a place.
We'll help pay for it for a little while, help you out until you get you on your feet.
Yeah, we'll help you. You know, it's like, tell you what, you go find a place, we'll front you the first month's rent or whatever, and then we'll help you out, because you're probably not working right now.
No, because you just moved into town.
So it's like, we'll help you figure this out, but, this isn't working out, and we'd like to have the house to ourselves, and can you consider finding another place to live? That's all you have to say. That's all you really have to say, as opposed to coming up with this harebrained scheme of trying to marry your sister off to the first available man that will take her.
Well, we know Natty likes her harebrained schemes.
We do know Natty likes her harebrained schemes. As we come back from break, we're back on the motorcycles. We're seeing Paige riding around before she crashed. Rose is riding around. The girls are watching as Paige is going really fast.
And there's the skid right there.
She's a little shaken up.
Brought back memories of her being out of control, losing control, and like when she crashed her car. She's sweating, but she's good. Biker gang has disbanded.
Yeah. After one ride, the biker gang is done, which some of the people are like that,
Oh, yeah.
And we're at a live event in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. The Bellas are there.
This is a very, very high-tech live event.
It's, Raw.
Oh, my God. What the hell is he wearing?
Why is Titus O'Neil dressed up like a pirate?
I don't know. I don't even know.
I have no idea what was going on in that conversation. All I know is Titus O'Neil's dressed up like a pirate.
And was trying to whistle.
You see Natty and Naomi backstage with Paige.
And there's Carano grabbing Paige.
He's like, somebody's in trouble.
Was that Sasha?
I think so.
She's like, I may have crashed a motorcycle. You have to remember your Paige, a WWE diva.
Basically, the gist of the talk is Paige gets the please make smart choices. Please be careful. Please don't do anything stupid talk.
She's like, sorry.
Yeah, it's like, don't, please don't make my life harder.
Oh, God, Lord. Oh, no, 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 oh, no. I know where we're at. Oh, Jesus.
It's the date. They're meeting for sushi. Okay. Oh my. She is feeling a biggie.
That's a minute into the meeting. They're already feeling each other up.
Oh, he brought her flowers. That's so sweet. Smooth. Very smooth. He's got game.
He's complimenting her dress.
Biggie's laying on the game, man.
Now he's putting over Jenny's cooking.
Are we going back to Biggie's house?
Wow. That apparently Biggie's well packaged, if you know what
I mean.
Oh
my.
Now she's showing off photos. Oh my God. Why?
Oh my, we're feeding each other with chopsticks, french fries.
And Tyson
or shrimp. That was a shrimp.
Big in the right spots. Oh my.
Oh God. Oh my God, it's an episode of Blind Date! They're gonna end up in a hot tub! It's an episode of Blind Date!
Hosted by Natalia. Cause they wanna break in Natty and TJ's hot tub.
Oh my God, I remember that dress. Nikki has that dress.
Ryan's like, is that dress a little too much?
I knew it was Nikki's dress!
And she's doing this on purpose. Fighting her style.
She just implied that her sister kinda dresses like a slut.
Yes. What's the event about? Cleavage? Yeah. Oh my gosh, she's gonna drink, become remote, and...
Oh God.
And to think about this, Daniel Bryan's doing all this in a robe.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But he's completely covered.
Head to knee. So Big E and like, now he's like, be nice to me. He's nice and takes your sister. Jen.
Did he really does not like her sister.
No, she would become Jen E. Get it? Get it?
But I'm ching.
It's going to go horrible.
I have bad feelings about this. So we're at the performance center. Oh my god, Cameron almost kills Paige.
She wouldn't be surprised if Aaron hit her with the car. So we're at WWE APC, the performance center.
And we see the girls training.
They were doing some rolls. Hey, it's Sarah Motto, aka Sarah Del Rey.
And I see Nia Jax.
I see an evil sparkle fairy.
It's an evil sparkle. It's just a sparkle fairy.
At this point, it's a sparkle fairy, yes.
She hasn't gone evil yet.
Apparently, Aaron's not protecting, getting hurt. There's a Carmella, too.
Yeah, I see a Carmella.
There's a, what's her name, the interviewer?
Devin. Yeah.
She's like, do you want to get dangerous or do you want to wrestle? Paige is getting frustrated.
I love how Sarah's just standing there letting them kick the crap out of each other.
Uh-huh.
She's like, all right, proceed.
And, well, getting a little rough. So the war started with the dress, and it's going to get taken to more extreme levels after the break, it seems.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Okay. So it's gonna blow up in the Tyson household. So, where do you want to start?
I don't even know.
So, I will say this. Bree's trying to prove a point by subtly implying that her sister dresses like a slut.
Yeah. I like how you pointed out it was her dress, and then when you brought it up, I was like, I remember that dress.
It's really hard to forget that dress, just from the way that it lays across the chest, especially Nikki's.
Yeah.
It is really hard to forget that dress. So it's like, hey, I know that dress.
There were bigger boobs in that dress at one point.
There were bigger boobs in that dress.
So I like how she's, what her point in the war with Daniel Bryan is.
Yeah, basically, she's like, oh, hey, you know, I totally dress, I don't dress as revealing as my sister. Which, again, you know, if Brie is happy with her body and she's proud of her body, why shouldn't she be allowed to show it off?
Very good point.
You know, it's something, and it is not like she's walking around in silver suspenders and a diamond skirt, like some people.
Like some people.
Although she could probably pull it off.
She probably could.
But I mean, I don't see a problem with it.
No.
You know, different strokes for different folks. And I wouldn't recommend walking around, you know, walking in with your tits hanging out at, you know, a formal event. But then again, that's just how I was raised.
Right.
If you feel comfortable with it, you're cool with it, go for it. Yeah. You know?
To each its own.
To each his own. But yeah, I like how Brie is trying to prove the point with Nikki's clothes.
Perfect.
And Brian's just like, I knew that was Nikki's dress. I knew it.
Right.
And War has been declared in the Danielson household. And, well, Paige is done biking, the gang has broken up, and Mark Carano, once again, regretted his life choices because he had to pull Paige in, and he's like, don't do it again.
Right.
Because he's like, you know what you did.
Yeah, I know what I did.
Because basically, you know, again, she gets the talk, you have to make smart life choices, you have to make smart decisions. Because if you get hurt, that makes all the difference in the world in your career.
Yes.
Because if you get sidelined for something in the ring, that is different than if you get sidelined for something outside of the ring. If you make a stupid choice and you get yourself hurt and you're out 6 to 8 months, WWE may lose trust in you, especially if you continue to make those choices.
Right.
Because, you know, they probably, every time somebody does something like that, it's, hey, you need to make a smart choice here. You need to not do something like that.
Right.
And they go, oh, yeah, yeah, sure. And they keep making those choices, and it's going to be to a point that they don't trust you. If they do not trust you, they will not push you. You know, case in point, Evan Bourne.
Right.
So Paige gets the fatherly talk. You know, please don't screw up. Please don't do anything stupid. You are Paige. You are a WWE diva. You are a 2-time Divas champion. Basically, the entire future of the division is riding on you right now. Please be smart about it.
Right.
And then there's the date.
Yeah.
It's blind date. They're going to end up in a hot tub. I can already feel it.
Yeah.
They're going to the grotto, man.
And we'll get more into that when we get more into the thing.
Yeah, but as we come back from break, we're back at the performance center. Paige and Ariane are kicking the shit out of each other, and Sarah Del Rey finally steps in and breaks them up.
Did Ariane just call Paige a bitch? Wow.
Yes, she did. She just said, you're a veteran, act like a bitch. Oh my.
Oh, Biggie's with the cats. Biggie's playing with the pussy. Cat. Oh no, this is where the magic happens. They're walking into the bedroom.
Oh god, it's Cribs. If you need to urinate, okay, Natty. We, oh, oh my.
Oh no, we're popping bottles. Oh, now we're going to the hot tub. Oh, this is blind date-esque with the lighting.
And they're watching.
Wow. So, did they just, okay. Anyway.
They're christening the hot tub.
Boom, chicka, wow, wow. So we're back with the Danielsons, and there's a knock on the door. Door opens. We have a package. Daniel Bryan's carrying a big box into the house. Daniel Bryan has a toilet.
It's a composting toilet.
They can store a month's worth of poop in there.
Ew.
He's now showing Bree how to use it. When you go to number one, you leave it up. When you go to number two, you flip it down. Urine, poop. Bree's like, no.
I'm with Bree. The toilet needs to go. That's gross.
Brian's like, you want to come and sit on the toilet and see how it feels?
Oh my god, he's going to christen the toilet.
In the barn, yes.
In the barn. Oh, that's gross.
So we have Natty and her sister and TJ. Cena has an interior designer. Natty's probably possibly using Cena's interior designer to do the house.
Can they afford Cena's interior designer?
We'll have to see.
Yeah, and TJ's like, we don't need an interior designer, especially if it's Cena's, because you know it's going to cost a fortune.
Wow. Sister brings up how TJ never proposed to Natty like he said he would. And TJ's like, what is Jenny leaving to this become a one-on-one situation?
So no, Natty, TJ knows what he wants. He does not want your sister in his house.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh my god, no. Brian, you did not.
Okay, just go. We're at break.
Brian, we're gonna get into the toilet. Not even, you know, we'll get there on the toilet. So, okay. I need that to unfurl a little bit more because there's stuff after the break that, holy crap, literally.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Arion and Paige in front of the NXT Divas and Sarah Del Rey.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we have Paige get a little snippy with Arion because Arion keeps screwing up. Paige loses her temper and she and Arion get into it for real.
Yeah.
In which leads to Arion storming off, telling Paige to act like a veteran that she is. And it's sometimes very difficult with Paige to remember that she has been in the business as long as she has been. She's been in since she was 13. She comes from a wrestling family, so she's actually been in it longer than that. She's grown up with it. And it's very difficult to remember that Paige is only 22.
Yes.
Because she has done a lot in her life up until this point. And to be where she is at that young age is a remarkable feat on her part, and she is to be commended for it. And it shows faith from WWE that they asked her to train Arion,
right,
to give her that one-on-one training that she needs, that mm-hmm. she's asked for. Because, you know, again, here's another girl that wants to improve herself, that wants to get better, is seeing what they're doing with Eva and realizes, hey, there's an opportunity there for me to get one-on-one training, for me to get better,
right,
for me to learn. Because as we know, last season, Arion went back down to NXT and she trained a little bit. She was down there for like, what, a couple months?
Something to that effect, yes.
And then she came back up and now she's asking for additional training.
Mm-hmm.
Which, of course, they're not going to turn down. And they asked Paige to do it.
Right.
And, well, Paige was not necessarily feeling it. Because we know how Paige kind of feels about the whole deal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, she's not happy about Eva getting private training. And now she's probably not happy about Arion getting private training. Especially since she's the one that has to give it.
Correct.
And I will say that there is being tough, being strict, which she was, and then being a jerk. And
right.
Paige was a jerk.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So, what are your thoughts on it?
I back you up 100%. She's young. She's very, very young. And yeah, it's quite interesting. she was grown up in Europe, and they do a whole different things in Europe. And well, she's got to learn this. There's the WWE way, and then there's the British way. Got to learn to do things the WWE way.
Well, it's not even that. It's really sort of maintaining your composure and maintaining your temper. And that's something that comes with age and maturity, because as far as Paige has come in her life, she is still fairly immature. She hasn't quite mastered or figured out the whole retaining her composure, retaining her temper, all of that kind of stuff. And I don't think she will ever master that, because that's just not who she is. She's very outspoken. She's very in your face. She doesn't really spare anyone's feelings. She just kind of goes for it.
Right.
But, you know, in terms of picking a fight, in terms of having altercations with people like that, that's something she's going to learn, or that's something she needs to learn to control, because if she gets to the point where she starts having fights with people, they're not going to want her around.
Correct.
And in terms of the story that they're telling with this, this is now the second issue that they've had with her in a very short period of time,
mm-hmm.
where, again, she is not making smart choices.
Correct.
So we will have to see where it goes from there. And then there's the Wilson household.
Yeah, there's the Wilsons.
Where TJ basically asked Natty's sister point blank, when the hell are you getting out of my house?
Pretty much, yeah. That's pretty much the deal.
And Natty tries to smooth it over, and she's like, oh no, he doesn't know what he wants. And the sister's like, no, he does not want me here. And everyone else that's watching this is going, no, Natty, he really doesn't want her there.
No, he doesn't.
He wants the house and you and the cats all to himself. Because he probably feels outnumbered.
Yeah, when sisters gang up on you all the time, yeah, probably, yeah.
But it seems like the two in-laws don't like each other. Like, the two families, because yeah. Natty really doesn't like his sister.
Or his mother,
but he doesn't like her sister.
No.
Which is kind of interesting.
You know, it's what they do.
It's what they do. As we come back from break, we are in sunny, beautiful Orlando, and we're riding around with Alicia and Paige.
Are they legit talking about getting an ice cream truck?
They are legit talking about getting an ice cream truck.
It's Mark Carano. Paige's like, I'm not going to take crap from any girl.
Alicia's like, oh my god, shut up. Alicia's like, oh crap.
Right? She's getting crap for it because she went down there to talk and to help out, and well, yeah, this is not going well for Paige.
Yeah, basically when it's like, we can't do this right now, I'm going to have to talk to you in person, you're getting pulled into the principal's office.
Pretty much. Natty's hoping the door frame didn't break because she slammed like 10 times.
Yes, she can.
Yes, she can.
Yes, she can, Natty. You can tell her to leave. You can do it.
She's going to move in with her parents.
That's a tiger.
Where's the bear?
I don't know.
Because I wanted to say, oh my.
There is no bear. And now we're back in Arizona with the Danielsons.
Talk about the composting toilet now.
And they're explaining the composting toilet. Bree's like, please stop talking about it. There's the mom, so it's the whole Bella clan.
Minus Nikki. Daniel Bryan wants to show off his toilet. So JJ's now going to use the regular bathroom as he shows off the other toilet.
And basically, mom thinks he's crazy.
The toilet won't flush. There's no water in the toilet. Bryan, turn off the water because they're using the composting toilet.
Oh god, I would kill him. I would absolutely kill him.
Alright,
Okay, so we have more fatherly advice from Road Dog coming. That's good. Alright, I've held this in as long as I can on this composting toilet.
By the way, for about a week.
What?
I said for about a week.
For about a week. Because I've known about this for about a week. Well, it's a good idea. Okay? I'm not going to say it's a bad idea.
Uh-huh.
It's a good idea, but the amount of work that you have to put in to make that a viable composting option is insane, because basically you're actually not supposed to use your own fecal matter for composting and fertilizer and everything else. It can actually make you extremely sick, and so you have to do things with composting toilet where basically you have to bake it, and you have to bake all the bad stuff out of your own poop for you to be able to use it as fertilizer, and that can take months depending on how long or how hot it is.
Right.
Wherever you have the toilet, you have to have a certain level of temperature, and however hot that temperature is, you then chart it out to see how long it takes for it to bake and everything to bake out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you have this toilet full of crap sitting there baking, which I don't know how the smell works. I don't know how they contain the smell. I really don't want to know. All I'm picturing is a latrine in your backyard fermenting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's gross. I'm sorry. It's gross. I commend the idea. You know, I understand people wanna, you know, minimize their carbon footprint and all that other stuff, but diseases spread this way.
Uh huh. Oh, yeah.
Let's not forget that all the major disease outbreaks, part of them had to do with poor waste systems and crap being left lying around and being thrown in the streets, people walking through it, walking, you know, getting it thrown on them, whatever. And with the modern invention of the sewer system, all that stuff kind of went away.
Yeah.
So there is something to be said for modern conveniences of running water. And after all, fecal matter is biodegradable. That being said, I would absolutely kill my husband if he turned off the water to the house to make me use a composting toilet. Because one, we would not have one in the house. And two, yeah, it would be give me the damn wrench. I'm turning the water back on now.
Right.
Because that's gross. That is no. I have a problem with people at work who don't flush the toilet. I can't imagine the water getting turned off.
That's kind of gross.
That's kind of gross. Especially since the brother has already used it. That's what makes it worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Feel better now?
I feel better now. Okay. I'm sure there's more to come since, you know, we have to have the altercation about it between Bree and Bryan. But, yeah. So, I feel better now. But, Paige! And there's more coming on this, too. But, oh, that was an awkward conversation with Carano.
Yeah, it really, really was. She's not had the best of week.
She's not had the best week. Carano is like, I can't even deal with you right now. We sent you down there. We had faith that you were going to do what we needed you to do. You didn't do it. You know, basically, he's like, Arion would never intentionally hurt you. She would never do anything like that. Because Paige basically took offense to the fact that Arion was not doing what she was supposed to be doing, because, truth be told, Arion probably doesn't really know.
Right.
At least that's what they're trying to portray. You know, Arion is probably actually a much more competent wrestler than what they have her playing at right now. But nevertheless, you know, Paige took offense to how Arion was working and decided to get a little rough. That is on Paige.
Yeah.
And, you know, she did it in front of the NXT Divas. She did it in front of Sarah Damana, who's the second in command down at the Performance Center. She had to break it up. And it got back to Chrono, and Chrono's like, what the hell, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
So, and Alicia's face kind of told the whole story where she's like, oh, crap. Oh, crap. What did you do?
Pretty much, yeah.
We cannot take you anywhere. Stop.
Pretty much the case at this point.
So I'll have to see where that goes. But as we come back from break, we're back at the Danielsons. We're still having toilet talk.
We're making this house as eco-friendly as possible. Where he can go show her stuff off to all the people she wants, and he's going to do his thing.
He said that in front of her mother.
Uh-huh. Apparently she doesn't wear bras because they don't come her size.
Well, yeah, her boobs are so small. She's like an A cup. Not even.
So Bree's like, apparently Bree can't get any backup. Make it Pinky Swear it won't show the nipples to the world anymore.
She's like, Pinky Swear won't show my nipples to the world anymore. Now go turn on the damn water.
That was awkward and interesting at the same time.
He would be so dead.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have a face left, honestly.
Paige meets a fan.
Aww, she's meeting fans. It's so cute. She's probably about to get yelled at, but it's so cute. Oh, hey, look, it's Kane. It's a wild Kane in the background with a slammy.
Paige is not a Zack Ryder. Paige is no longer on the list.
Eric!
Apparently she had nothing, her getting involved had nothing to do with being pulled off the show. Apparently him accusing of it, you know, is now strike two. That's a little too far, Road Dogg. A little too far. I'm just gonna flat out say it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think she's necessarily accusing him of anything. She's more trying to figure out, like, what's going on.
Right.
But basically he warns her, you know.
He's like, think about where you're doing, what you're doing, where you're at, and get your head out of your ass.
Basically make smart choices.
She's not gonna go get her head out of her ass. I think she's following direction with his comment.
Hey, it's Luke! We got two out of the three!
Where's the boo-boo?
Where's boo-boo?
I'm not dealing with another...
I mean, hell, we had a Kane!
We did have a Kane. Now we have a Natty and a Paige and a Nikki.
Ooh, I like Natty's boots.
Paige is now telling the story to the girls. He's like, they're like, you don't want that to go back to Vince. She feels like the bad guy, and she says she shouldn't feel like the bad guy. And Paige storms off mad. She'd rather go back to England and deal with the bull crap.
Okay, so as we go to break real quick.
Talk about it.
I think Road Dogg was a little too harsh. She wasn't accusing him of anything, as we said before. It was basically her trying to find out what's going on. Obviously, the conversation that was had with Chrono was not on the show, because that was private, if there was one. But basically, Paige is being Paige, you know? Yeah. And she's taking offense to something. She's basically making a mountain out of a molehill.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's kind of what Paige does it. You can tell because, again, there's a level of immaturity that's coming into play.
Oh, yeah.
And she's still growing into herself because there's, you know, she's basically sitting there and talking about the fight and, you know, how Arion was acting, and Nikki and Natty just sort of give each other a look. I was like, oh, no, here we go. And, you know, basically they tell Paige, look, you've got to pick and choose your battles. You're really making something out of nothing, and you're getting all high and mighty for nothing. And you're causing yourself problems, because basically in Paige's mind, she's being punished for the altercation with Arion because she gets pulled off all the shows.
Right.
And she may have been. You know, it might be something of, okay, well, if you want to act that way, that's your call.
Right.
But if that's how you want to act, this is how we're going to treat you. Whereas you're not going to get booked. You're not going to get paid. You're not going to enjoy the success that you've enjoyed so far.
Right.
You know, and Road Dogg did make a very valid point. You know, you're 22. At 22, you've been the Divas champion twice. You're in the WWE.
Yeah.
As one of the top divas in the company.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of people in lesser circumstances that would kill to be that at 22. To kill to have the life that she has at 22. So, you know, it's something that it's like, I'm kind of with Natty, you know, you have to pick and choose your battles. You have to decide what's worth it and what's not. And Nikki makes the point that, you know, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's just not.
No, it's not. Something small like this, no.
You know, it's like, I understand you feel disrespected as a vet. I understand that you feel she wasn't doing what she was supposed to be doing. But at the end of the day, as the vet, you're supposed to be the one to get her back on track and get her to do what you want her to do without fighting with her or bullying her or what have you.
Right.
That's the deal. And part of that comes with maturity and age.
Right.
You know, as you learn and as you grow.
Right.
Because part of this is also, well, in the future, as she gets older, as she begins to get phased out and move on to the next part of her career in probably 10 to 15 years, depending on how long she wants to stay and work, they might look to her to be a trainer at the performance center.
Yes.
And this is way far down the road, and this is, you know, just kind of guessing, but it's something that they're always looking for people to train. They're always looking for trainers and help to face people into that side of it to retain the knowledge that's there and keep a knowledge base and keep fresh blood going through the performance center. And if they see your behavior and this is how you train people and this is how you act, they're not going to think of you for that.
Nope.
It might be something of your contract comes up and they decide, oh, well, you know, you've kind of been a pain and you've got an attitude and you're difficult to work with and, you know, yeah, you're good. Yeah, you're really talented. But, you know, honestly, we don't want to keep you around.
Right. Pretty much, if you're going to cause some problems, we're not going to deal with it.
Yeah. We have plenty of other people we can bring up to take that spot.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, but Paige has a match. She's storming off as we come back from break because she feels that Natty and Nikki are taking their side.
Now Nikki's trying to calm her down. Nikki's like, you're the future. This is, you know, this building is set up for you. Nikki's like, you know, do it behind closed doors. Don't. Paige, you know, has no filter.
Find a filter.
I think there's an app for it. Wow, we're talking about Tanner everywhere. Okay. Paige doesn't like to admit when she's wrong. Now we're having a toast. And now for Nikki having the best breast in the locker room.
Aw, it's a Josie.
And now Brian's throwing away all the clothing that sentimental value, you get to keep it. Oh my God, Brian. He's like, here, go put this on. And Brian's in love now. She looks sexy but covered up. Now she's like, maybe now I gotta go on a shopping spree. And now he's gonna use his toilet. It's gonna be sexy. She's gonna picture him pooping now.
Oh God. Oh no, we have a bus.
We're going camping, I think. Apparently the Rock's on Total Divas next week. What?
What?
Okay, then.
Oh, right. So, you know, in the end, everything works out. I still don't 100% agree with Brian telling Brie what she can and can't wear.
Uh-huh.
Like, I understand he's not comfortable with it. I understand that he wants her to dress a certain way, but at the end of the day, she should be able to dress how she likes and what she's comfortable in. It shouldn't be about his comfort. It's like she should take him into account, but at the end of the day, she should be able to wear what she likes.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, I'm not entirely sure I'm okay with Brian being that controlling and being like, no, you can't wear this, or that's too sexy, or whatever. Like, that just, to me, it's like, she should be able to wear what she wants and what she likes and what she's comfortable in.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Just my observation, so. Alright, well, I think that does it for Total Divas Episode 9. We're getting towards the end. No!
Say it isn't so.
Say it isn't so, but yeah, we're getting high up in the numbers. Next week, it looks like we're going camping.
That always goes well.
That always goes well. Remember, y'all, no pooping on the bus.
But if you do, make sure you take a quick pit stop to Daniel Bryant's house and use his toilet.
God, that's so gross. I respect anyone that's willing to do that, because to me, that's absolutely disgusting.
Uh-huh.
Just really...
Really?
Again, you really are not supposed to be using your own waste for gardening. You're really not supposed to do that.
So you're telling me it's not as sexy as Daniel Bryan saying it is?
Well, it's apparently sexy to him, so we'll go with that. I don't know. I have nothing else on it. Just other, ew, it's gross. Ew. No. That, like, I have my hippy-dippy trippy limit. That's it. Line.
There it
line.
Is. Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
There it is. So, alright, well, I think we're done. I say we hop up out and out of here. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
So, alright, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 4, Episode 9. Don't forget to tune in next week for Episode 10. But till then, just gonna have to wait like the rest of us. So till then, he's Rock, I'm Lindsay, we'll see you next week. Bye!